The first phrase that shows up in the intro is the one that will also make up the verse. So we're starting on the B on the 4th string 7th fret with finger 3. We'll play this twice. We'll have a rest, then we'll play it again and go right to the D, which is on your 3rd string 5th fret with finger 1. Then we'll play the E above that, which will be your 3rd string 7th fret. Then I go straight back up to that B that I started with on the top string 7th fret. Then back to the D, 3rd string 5th fret. And then I go to the E again, and that's your 3rd string 7th fret. So far we have this. B, 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 D, E, B, D, E. Then we slide up 2 frets to the F sharp. And this is on your 3rd string 9th fret. Now on the original recording, you can hear a little B in the background before she goes to the F sharp. And all the live versions, she doesn't do it. So if you want to put that one B in right before you go to the F sharp, you can. And that would be your top string 7th fret. And I would recommend that you use your first finger for that. Regardless, on the next measure, we have to be on this F sharp. And that is the 3rd string 9th fret, finger 3. We play it twice, rest, then we have this. That's that F sharp again, so 3rd string 9th. And then I go to the 2nd string 7th fret. That's an A. And then I go to the 9th fret, that's a B. So from the first F sharp I have here on the 3rd string 9th, I'll have this. Then I move that 3rd finger straight back up to the 3rd string 9th for the F sharp. And then I come down to the 2nd string 7th again for the A. And then back to the B, 2nd string 9th. And then straight back up again to the 3rd string 9th F sharp. So here's what we have so far from the beginning. Now let's take a look at the second half of this phrase.